Welcome to the Spiritualpreneur Podcast. I'm your host, Christian, aka Love Pixel. And in each episode, we sit down with spiritual entrepreneurs sharing their knowledge, wisdom, and tools on their path to authentic success. Let's dive in. What's up, beautiful people? This is Christian from the Successful Spiritualpreneur Podcast. And today, I'm very honored to have our guest, Brianna Sexton, on our show. And Brianna is an esteemed practitioner on the field of alternative and holistic health, specializing in sound and energy healing. She dedicates her practice to empowering women by aligning them with their true selves, fostering a resonant connection to their physical and spiritual well-being. Through a holistic approach, Brianna facilitates transformative experiences, guiding individuals towards inner peace and enhanced self-awareness. Her work is characterized by a deep understanding of vibrational medicine, drawing on the power of sound waves and energy flow to promote healing and balance. Brianna's commitment to holistic health is a testament to her passion for nurturing and healing. Welcome to the show, Brianna.
Thank you, Christian, for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yay, so exciting. All right, so before we, you know, hop into a series of fun little rapid-fire questions, just give us a brief, like, background overview of, like, who you are, how did you get into the field, how long have you been into energy healing, and just, yeah, your journey, basically.
Well, I feel like my journey started right around the time of the beginning of my Saturn return. So about 3 years ago, I went through the ending of my relationship. And in that process, I realized that I had lost my voice. I had lost my desire for most things, like the joie de vivre, the joy for life. And so I went back to all the things that I used to do. I started singing again. I started building my own herbal tea blends, just like all the things that made me happy. And with singing, I came into the coaching space. And from the coaching space, a lot of my friends were doing sound healing. And I'm like, oh, well, let me see what this is about. And it really allowed me to open my voice in a new way. And that's kind of how I got started. And then on the healing side, like for me personally, I had a lot of stress-based things going on, like chronic stress-based illnesses. And in this discovery, I met a Reiki master and we had my first session. I did chiropractic and I did a Reiki session, and it was the first time that I hadn't experienced the same symptoms. Like my body was back in a state of regulation and flow, and I was like, oh, this is really, really powerful. So then I used it to then come back and start to heal my family, or that was my intention. Was to heal myself and to also heal my family, to get them out of just chronic states of fatigue and disconnection and all of these other things. And I realized that it was just a really powerful sphere, and it was almost like magnetizing all of these lessons of like women who were looking for their voice and who were looking for healing in different ways that weren't necessarily medications and psychiatry and the traditional Western route. So that's a little bit about my story and put me here today. And I've been doing it for about 2 years now, has been the joy and discovery of it. And it's just a wild ride, and I'm just learning. I'm still learning all the things.
Beautiful. Yeah, that's, you know, these are the people, you and I, you know, that just bring the world into a different, you know, vibrational state, right? Like we are the ones that start making different choices. We share that with the people around us. And no matter where we are, which stage in our journey, it's all good, you know? You don't have to be, you know, Deepak Chopra in year number 5. You know what I mean? Like we all have our own journey to heal and to expand. And I think it's wonderful that you made that choice for yourself, because that ultimately is what counts, right? What is it in this life that we do for ourselves, finding that self-love, and then from a fuller cup, we can then share and give to others, right?
Yeah.
Beautiful. So with that, I would love to, you know, transition into what we call our rapid fire questions here on the Successful Spiritual Runner podcast. And so keep your answers however long you think you need them to be. But it will be a series of around, you know, 10, 12 questions that, you know, we ask all our guests. So what's your first question? What's your definition of a successful spiritualpreneur?
I think that the successful spiritual entrepreneur is one who is embodied in their practice. I really believe that in anything that we do, to have the awareness to know what we want, where we're going, and to be a physical manifestation of it, when we get to the physical manifestation of it, that's what successful feels like for me. So I feel like I'm on a journey there, and every day is a little bit closer to successful. But for me, the embodiment piece of it is that when we can speak our truth and also be living it simultaneously to attract more of our truth.
Beautiful. And I think a little thing that I'd like to add here, since, you know, it's like, it's not about the destination, it's about the journey, right? But this destination feels like success, right? So for me, the spiritual part where it comes in, if I'm able to honor my journey and be present throughout, which is always a little tricky, right? Because I want to get to the destination so fast. But the more I'm able to honor my path currently, the better it feels. You're not going to get there faster or not. It's just like it feels better when, like, on the way there, right? So that's just a thing to, you know, input in here into this question or your answer to that question. Number two, what products/services do you offer and why?
My services right now are one-on-one energy work or vibrational energy work. And a lot of that is just being in a transformational space that is carefully and personally cultivated for whoever's coming into that space, right? So it's building a container that allows them the tools that they need to transform, to realize their desires. And that's one. And then the other one is my membership currently. So in my membership, we use sound tools, but it's really understanding the relationship between how our sound tools help us and mirror what we're going through in our lives so that we can be a resonant body or an embodied version of ourselves. And sound is the tool that we use throughout that practice. So those are the two that I have. And I feel like I put a little bit of why in there, but really it's the transformation. It's finding something that allows you to use your voice and to communicate in a world, a way that echoes and mirrors the world around you so that you can have two-way connection with yourself, with others, and with the divine above and below.
Beautiful. So question number three. Can you share a pivotal moment in your life that led you to spiritual entrepreneurship? Was there a moment where you say, this was the reason why?
Yeah. So our mutual friend, George Bryant, I will always credit him for this. I was at my lowest low, like had just decided that I was going through a dissolution of my marriage. So I was divorcing in more than one way, not just this person, but other versions of myself. And I was challenged, he challenged all of us to sit in silence. And being someone who uses their voice and who uses music and who uses dance, this was very oxymoronic. It was different than what I was used to in a very ironic way. And I sat and I just listened to the fire. And that was my moment of awakening. That was the first time that I listened and I heard And from then, my spirit guide started talking to me and telling me, they're like, you're an echo, use your voice. And that has been the moment that I will always credit as being pivotal to the mission and purpose and calling that is the path that I'm on now.
Wow. Beautiful. Yeah. And I had a similar moment in my life with my wife, actually. Was guided to marry her. That was a spirit given moment in my life. And once you hear that voice by spirit, I mean, you have the choice to follow it, right? But I feel like once you decide to follow it, because it comes from such a mysterious, deep, vast space that you can't really explain, it's like there's so much strength in that for me, you know, when it comes from that space. So it's an honor. It's an honor to have that connection, to listen to it and to act on it. You know, it's really beautiful that you follow your intuition. And that brings us to question number four. When did you last follow your intuition over logic in your business, and what was the outcome?
The last time I followed my intuition, every day. Even just this morning, I was sitting in a spiritual practice, and I used a sound instrument that I normally don't use. Like, I had not touched in a very long time. Like, I didn't feel connected to it at all. And I sat with it, and it was the first time that I felt really connected to it. Like, I could actually play it. Like, I wasn't in my head about it, and my hands and my heart just moved in such a way that allowed my guides to come through, and it allowed me to process. And it brought up so much clarity for me that I had known a little bit in my intuition. Like, the Aquarius in me is very self-aware. but I felt it in my being because I saw my spirit guides very visually showing me what was happening. And that was that. And it was a message that I got to share today, and it's still unraveling. But that's probably been the most recent, which just today, this morning.
Wow. Beautiful. Yeah. It just shows how, you know, how connected you are to just tune into that, you know, whenever you actually are aware of it. Right. Question number five. What's a significant life lesson you have learned that still applies today in your business?
I have a phrase that I use, and it's everything you need is right under your nose. And I think it really ties back to knowing yourself. To be able to listen to yourself. I find that all the best ideas that I have, all the guiding moments that I have, come when I realize, not in like a selfish way, like it's all about me kind of way, but when I am my best self, when I am embodied, when I realize that my power doesn't come from the places outside of me and the voices outside of me and all the market research that I can do. But when I take the time and I really listen to what lights me up and the learnings that I have, and I'm able to reflect in those spaces and places, then the most magical things happen. Like, people are asking me for my membership, which is why I launched it. And creating different ways for people to use sound, because that's what they've been asking me for, and getting out of my ego to say, like, who am I to teach? I just finished my certification. But to really understand and guide that even like today, like, our sound tools are a reflection of where we are in our life and how we get to project it. I feel like that answered the question. But yeah, that's my answer.
Thank you. Thank you for that. So let's switch gears a little bit towards your daily rituals. What are like daily spiritual, it doesn't have to be spiritual, but what are daily practices that contributes most to your, you know, personal, you know, and professional success?
Yeah. So I have three windows in my room, and I have set each one up to be a specific space in my daily ritual. So when I wake up, or before my head leaves the pillow, I do my Reiki principles. So the five Reiki principles, which are just for today, do not worry, just for today, do not anger, just for today, be grateful for all things, just for today, I will work hard, and just for today, I will be kind to all living things. Grateful for all blessings, work hard, kind to all living things. Yes. So I say that before I even leave, my head leaves the pillow. And then I move into my second window, physical window. And that one is where I will have a cup of cacao. So I will start my morning with a cup of cacao. And while I am consuming something that is heart-opening and heartwarming, so I give thanks to all five elements, earth, water, wind, fire, and the Great Spirit. And then I will also give thanks to the directions north, south, east, and west for all of their guidance. And then I'll sit with my cacao in the morning, and I'll either do breath, or I'll read a book, or something, just something to consume and nourish my soul. And then the last window is for my body as a temple. So that'll be where I stretch. That'll be where I dance. If it's a morning where I feel a lot more stressed, I might just lay out on either my hot stone bio mat, or I'll lay down on my acupressure mat, just something to bring my body back into alignment so that it's mobile, so that I can do the things that I want to do, whether it's sitting down for my day, or it's sitting for 40 minutes to record a sound bath, or whatever my day has. But that's kind of my morning ritual. So I say my prayers and gratitude, and then I sit in some practice to consume and nourish my body, and then my body, my mind, my spirit, my soul. And then I'll move into a body practice, so that spirit, mind, and body, I have been nourished, I have been rejuvenated, flexed, moved in the way that I need to before I start my day.
Beautiful. Awesome. All right, so let's talk about your legacy. What are three words that you want people to know after you leave this physical plane?
Free,
move, be. Beautiful. Next question. Inspiration. So who inspires, like who or what inspires you the most on your spiritual and entrepreneurial journey currently?
Ooh. Who inspires me the most? I feel like it's my friends. All my friends are moms right now, which is really fun. And I say my friends, but I think it's the children. It's the kids that I either grew up with, or I grew up watching, or watching my friends now transition their kids. Like, seeing the legacy of the generation and understanding the wisdom that they have is my inspiration right now. And me coming back to my joy and learning how to mother and reparent myself. And then also for like desires in the future for my own children, just seeing this, I guess, macrocosm, microcosm, all the cosms of both the wisdom of children and then the wisdom of parents at the same time. Like that's really inspiring for me.
Beautiful. And talking about children, that leads us to our last question. What is your vision of the new earth?
Ooh, what is my vision of the new earth? I see new earth very much like, have you seen the Avatar series? Like, not the blue Avatar, but like Avatar The Last Airbender?
Yeah, the cartoon.
Yeah. Yes, the cartoon one. I very much see it in that way. It's, except for like the end of it, it's the coming together of people as not just parts of a whole, but understanding that the whole lives in all of us. And it's a very tribal, it's very connected, it's very village and community based. If people realize the humanity in others and they come back to, well, it makes me cry just thinking about it. Very much so that village mentality where there are roles, there are the medicine men and women, the healers, the translators of the spirit world and the material or the earthly realm. And then there's just everyone in it with a role to, in some way, create connection. Like, we all get to be one.
Beautiful. I love that. And so the last part of this podcast, the last, you know, couple minutes, I always want to use for you or for my guests to, like, envisioning for themselves, like, what is it that you are looking to call in? What are your future goals as a spiritual entrepreneur or brand? And, what are your thoughts about that?
For me personally, or like questions?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Personally.
Oh, personally?
What are you looking to call in?
I'm looking to call in, my greatest desire right now has been for about the past 5 years and will continue on, is to be a mother. And I think that's growing in the sense of what mother looks like. It's mothering myself. It's being an earth mother. So learning how to take care of plants and understanding the herbs and like nurturing the earth and nurturing the hearts of the people around me. But also in that desire to love and nurture in relationships and then tiny humans. So that would be like the best and most beautiful manifestation of what success looks like to me, is to see that happen in real time. And then to travel, because I believe that to travel and to use language in such a way to see people and to realize that we are not confined to the state or the city or the country that we live in, but that there was once a Pangea where all of us were on one big solid landmass on this big floating rock. To have that coming together and to travel around the world and to show that to my family and have them experience and be nourished by other views, other cultures, other thoughts, other beliefs, food and the way that people communicate through food and through dance and language and sound. Can't forget sound. that would be it for me. That's what I'm calling in every single day.
Amazing. Beautiful. And then the very, very last question is, what would you like to leave the audience with? Any last words?
Yeah. So I will leave with the same words that I leave on my podcast, because it's, I think it just translates everywhere. And that is, if you feel stuck, move. If you can't think, breathe. If the world's crumbling, feel it all. Remember that everything you need is right under your nose, that you are loved, that you are love. And it is such a gift to be here and to be here with each and every one of you breathing the same air on this planet.
Amazing. So where can people find you? Do you want to get in touch with you? Where can they get in touch?
Yeah, my best place is my Instagram. And my handle is at Hey There Brianna Sexton, and that's H E Y thereviannasexton. So
beautiful.
Very
amazing.
Well,
thank you for all this, and thank you for sharing your wisdom, your kindness, and yeah, all your insights. It's been really nice having you on the show, and yes, may you enlighten many that cross your path. Thank you so much, Brianna.
Thank you.